Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's start off, and then we'll get into the Ben and Magic stuff. Joel Sherman, MLB Network, New York Post on, I'm guessing this is the Giants and Bryce Harper. Here it is.
Here were both the team president, Larry Bear of the Giants, and the president of baseball operations, Farhan Zaidi, talking and confirming what was a four-hour meeting in Nevada, the home of Bryce Harper with Harper, and that they're trying for him. At what level they're trying for him, it sounded like a shorter-term type deal. There's three prongs to this that I wonder about coming out of this meeting. The first one would be, is this the right time for the San Francisco Giants to dive into this pool? Number two, I would ask, are the Giants right for Bryce Harper? It has proximity to his home in Vegas. That's good. It has a history of spending money and contending. But the only left-hand power hitter to really have success in that ballpark home run-wise is Barry Bonds. I wonder when Bryce Harper imagined free agency, did he imagine just, hey, who's going to give me the most money? Or did legacy for him matter? Did winning for him matter? I think it's going to be part of the pot here.
There you go. Yeah, honestly, like I don't have the faintest idea at this point. I thought I did. I thought I had a feel for it. I have no feel. The only feel I have right now isn't a good feel. A good feeling.
If you're the Phillies, man, just jump in there and make him an offer he can't refuse.
I would agree. At this point, and this is exactly what Scott Boras is looking for.
Right.
His agent
he
is
won
for
again.
The Phillies to say he did win again, didn't he? He did win again.
Especially with us, he would.
If he would have just taken the biggest value contract 6 weeks ago when he should be signing, none of this happens. Now, John Middleton might come in,
spend stupid money,
and say, all right, just give him the 10 years and $350. Oh, my God. All right, let's do this. Diana Ross, you watched the Grammys last night?
I did. Not all of it.
Yeah, me neither.
Fell asleep on it.
It was terrible.
I got to see Cardi B, though.
Did you?
Yep.
She won Song of the Year, I guess, first hip-hop song to do it.
Yeah.
Well, here's Diana Ross wishing herself a happy birthday, but the problem is her birthday is not for another month and a half. What is going on? Here it is.
Thank you. Happy birthday to me.
Go, Shardy.
Were you watching
your birthday?
Were you watching, Jack, or you just...
No, I was watching.
You were?
I thought it was her birthday. They told us a birthday celebration. She was born on March 26th.
March 26th.
So people went and looked up Diana Ross's birthday.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, she'll be 75 in March. So there you go.
Maybe she wanted to get her party and started.
Yeah. But you know how it is today. She comes out, and now all of a sudden you get kids that never even heard of her before going on iTunes or Spotify or whatever and listening to her music. It's all about that. All right, so let's move on. So, you know, Ben took a three-pointer, right? And listen to this. This is after the game where J.J. Redick tried to be like, oh, no, I wasn't surprised, and then Joel stole the show. Here it is.
Reaction to Ben shooting a three, real casual, like.
I wasn't shocked by it.
You sure?
I thought it was going in.
It was actually going in. Me personally, I was getting ready to run the play, and then I just saw the ball go over, and then I was oh shit. And then he caught me off guard, and then I'm in a position where I'm like, okay, what just happened? I thought he was in. He was in and out. I wish he would have made it, but he's been working on it. You know, every day we tell him, gotta shoot it.
Yeah. Oh, you hear that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
He's been working on it. Every day we tell him, he's got to do it. Brett Brown spoke after the game about how his conversations with Ben have evolved to like, hey, listen, they're going to, in the playoffs, you know that they're going to let you have it. Got to start taking it.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
What do you mean?
That ain't gonna happen.
Man,
I just don't see him doing it. I think the only reason he did it yesterday, they told him, they forced him to do it. In the middle of the game, LeBron was playing so far off of him. I mean, he's sagging in the paint, disrupting flow from the Sixers offense because he's not really guarding Ben.
It was the, I agree with you.
Him, shoot the ball, dude. You got to shoot it.
I agree with you. I was watching it being like, man, that is disrespectful. He's not even coming close to you.
Yeah.
So he did take it. All right, so let's get into this, right? So Magic Johnson after the game. By the way, this was not solicited. Like, people didn't want it. Magic decided he was going to come out because now it sends a complete bleep storm in the Sixers to where Ben Simmons is recruiting Magic Johnson to try to work on his own game. Here's how it's all started with Magic.
He reached out to me, not to me directly, to the Lakers to find out if we can get together this summer. I said, hey, you got to clear it with the league. The Sixers sign off, we sign off, the league sign off. There's not nothing going on, but he wants to know how to play the position as a big guard, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's fine. You know, I will do that. But if everybody doesn't sign off, then we can't get together.
Well, Magic, how is everybody going to sign off? Are you insane?
Because he's Magic. He may think, oh, yeah, the Sixers will let me work out with him.
Man, he said that because he feels good about himself. Like, I got Ben Simmons reaching out to me. First of all, why would Magic Johnson want to help somebody from, even if it's the Eastern Conference, why would he want to help another player when he's actively running a franchise and you could possibly meet up with them at any point during the regular season or, of course, in the finals? Why would you want to do that? It's ridiculous.
Well, if you're Magic, you want to do it if the league or the Sixers would allow you to do it because it gives you an opportunity to get some face-to-face time and some one-on-one time and recruit Ben Simmons.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Here's Ben talking about working with Magic.
Trying to learn from somebody like that would be huge. Getting to speak to him, you know, he's been in multiple situations where he had to play the five, you know, won a championship, and just a Hall of Famer and one of those guys that, you know, in terms of what position I'm in, you know, 6'10 point guard, I think you can help.
What? Well, there it is, sound of the day.
What? First of all, you're not playing a five. We have a five already. What is Magic going to help you do? If you're a point guard and you're natural at it, it should be natural for you to be a point guard as a distributor. He's not a point guard. That's the biggest problem. He's not a point guard. And he's already, and again, he works out with LeBron James every summer. Why do you need to work out with Magic Johnson?
I mean, that
like your game, it's the game isn't even the same as it was when Magic Johnson played. It's not the same basketball game. And you already work out with LeBron James all summer.
Mm-hmm.
The quote unquote best player in the world right now. Why do you need to work out with Magic? What is Magic going to do? Teach you to do what?
Let me tell you the difference between the NBA and the NFL, right?
Yeah.
The NFL coaches, GMs, et cetera, are already programmed to when somebody asks them about a player that's on another team, they are programmed every time to say, he's a member of the other team. We can't talk about players that are on other teams, blah, 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 blah. The Magic and LeBron and the Lakers and other people like that openly recruit, openly talk about, and nothing ever happens to them. Right now, according to Shams, the NBA is looking into whether any contact took place between Ben and the Lakers that violated NBA rules.
I mean, Magic and LeBron just running wild right now.
It's ridiculous.
Magic's already been fined once. They got Anthony Davis fined $50,000 for what he did by coming out publicly saying he wanted to be traded or whatever it was. The NBA fined him $50,000. Like. Y'all really running wild out there in L.A. right now, man.
It's the Wild West, literally.
Yeah.
And you would have thought, like you said, after getting fined and being told that...
After he'd already been warned, prior to being fined, he was warned not to do it.
If you know saying something like this is going to get you in more hot water, at some point the NBA needs to take a stand and say, listen, like $50,000, like what's that going to do? Magic or the Lakers or whatever, $200,000, they actually need to do something to stop this. This is ridiculous. And it's also the fact that Ben reached out.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? Did he have, this isn't an agent thing. He reached out. So now Clutch Sports is now reaching out to Magic Johnson. If he's doing that.
You know why he reached out? Because they're thinking about, they've already done it to a degree. They're thinking about moving him off point guard permanently. He wants to find out how to be a point guard because he's not a point guard. So he's trying to figure out how to play the position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think about this. For every guy that was drafted in this league as a point guard, how many of them had to be taught how to play point guard? They've been playing it their whole life.
No,
it's
you're right.
Chris Paul had to go learn to play point guard from Isaiah Thomas.
No,
it's
he did
natural
not.
To him. Like, Ben's trying to learn how to play point guard because he's a forward that knows how to handle the ball and can distribute, but he's not a natural point guard. And the Sixers, who've moved him off the ball more and more over the last weeks,
it's true.
He must feel like they're thinking about taking him off point guard. So he wants to learn how to play point guard. Well, guess what, Ben? You got to find somebody else to teach you. It can't be Magic Johnson.
It's ridiculous.
Can't be Magic Johnson.
Elton Brand is the Magic Johnson version, kind of the 76ers. Imagine, and that's not Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. Magic Johnson is known as a Laker and an all-time Laker and an all-time great in the NBA. Could you imagine, like Doc, if Doc was Elton Brand, was running the 76ers, and you had Kyle Kuzma saying, hey, reaching out to Doc and saying, Doc, can I work out with you in the offseason?
Right.
Could you imagine the reaction or how ridiculous that sounds?
If he wasn't the president of basketball operations, okay. If he's just Magic Johnson, okay. I get it. People worked out with Akeem Olajuwon, but Akeem Olajuwon, he wasn't the president of operations of the Houston Rockets. So I get it. But once you have an affiliation with a team and you're in control of personnel, you can't be training other teams' players. Are you kidding me?
And the fact that he's even entertaining it, like, well, as long as everybody signs off, what are you talking about?
Well, he's okay with it because he wants the ability to get him there. He wants to put the Magic Johnson touch on him.
888-729-9494.
That's why Magic doesn't care.
Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494.
What the hell's going on? Elton Brand said no, and he was right to say no. Ben, be mad all you want to.
Yeah, so Elton's come out and said it was shut down a month ago.
Yeah.
But yet this is coming out right now. Ike, I'm telling you, it makes the league look like a joke that stuff like this goes on. Literally. Like, as much as we bitch about the NFL, you think the NFL is that like John Elway? John Elway's going to work out with pick a player. Pick a young quarterback.
Elway? Oh, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Or
Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes wants to learn about being a quarterback.
Right.
But let me work out with John Elway.
Nah. Go find Steve DeBerg or go find Bill Kenny or somebody else to play for the Chiefs.
It's ridiculous. 888-729-9494. Also,
Johnson is illegal recruiting. Come on, it's tampering, Magic. You know it. I love Magic. No. We both bleed green.
It's Ike.
But nah, I ain't for this.
And this is why I don't trust them. I love Ben. I'm a Ben fan. I don't trust him. Kendall was there yesterday looking.
Oh, yeah.
Right, looking sweet.
Oh, yeah. You know.
I don't trust him.
One of the things that came out of that I loved hearing yesterday was Joel Embiid saying, I've been here a long time. This is my city.
Mm-hmm.
This is my city. And big fella, you know what? You're right. It's rare you get these star players to stay in one place, but I think
He's the guy.
I think we're good with him. It's going to be tough to keep both of them here their entire career. These stars move around. And people, you can have your head in the sand or you can say, well, I'll deal with it in 5 years. That's fine. But the likelihood that both of these guys play their entire career here or the bulk of their career here, meaning their better days, not when they're done and you move on from them, it's not going to happen. I just don't see it. Joel Embiid is the more likely candidate. And you know what? Quite frankly, I'm okay with that. Because while we like to profess we have two generational talents,
mm-hmm.
we really have one generational talent.
One plus.
Yeah.
888-729-9494.
Ben is an all-star player. I don't see Ben as an all-time great.
And I don't trust him, man. Reaching out to the Lakers to work out with Magic Johnson, what? This is the reason I don't trust him right
there.
And
this is also the reason me talking about Ben not being an all-time great and Joel being your only true star in this league, top five player in the league, is why, A, I believe the Eastern Conference Finals is our ceiling, mm-hmm. and that's not a bad thing. I don't think we can beat Toronto. But B, the idea that this team is better than the 2001 Sixers, I mean, it's clearly prisoners.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.